Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the Chamber of Commerce radio studios located in the lower level of our building at 101 Pier Street. And as we're fond of saying, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce represents Community Enhancement 101, Economic Development 101. And so all those things that are so important to the foundational aspects of your business, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce exists in our tri-state to help you as a business owner or a not-for-profit organization. This morning, we'd like to begin by, on behalf of both myself and our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, offering a huge thank you to our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. I have a very interesting guest, a very timely guest, someone who kind of represents fun in the summer. Not a first-time guest, someone who's been with us, but it's been a few years, and we're going to get an update from Eric Martin, who is the founder and owner of the Marteau Brewing Company down on 4th Street. Eric, welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Yeah, great to be back, and I'm a fan of the program, like I told you in the past.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, you said, I actually make a point of listening on Saturday morning, and if you miss it, you click on the KSEJ.com website and find Grow Siouxland, and we appreciate your past support, and we also appreciate you coming in and spending a little time with us on a Saturday morning. We know that you're a super busy guy, and Friday nights can run pretty late at the Marteau Brewing Company, especially during the summertime. And you know, Eric, over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to try and familiarize our Powell Broadcasting and KSEJ listening audience with all of the things affiliated and associated with your exceptional restaurant and brew pub. It's really been a great story, a successful story, and that story begins with you being a kid growing up not far from here.
Yeah, grew up in Ottawa, just a half hour south of Sioux City here. Grew up there, town of 3,000 people, went to West Monona, had a great experience, great friends, still have great friends down there, support Marteau. And yeah, eventually looked at opening a brewery down in Ottawa back in the day, and was approached by somebody here in Sioux City about looking at a property, which is the Riviera Theater, which is now what that is with Jeff Carlson and all his group there. But that kind of was the catalyst to look at Sioux City, look at that market, and it's a lot better market than 3,000 people in Ottawa, you know. And long story short, took a long time raising money, finding the right partners. But during that time, we learned a lot, brewing beer and learning about the brewing industry. So,
well, and this really started as a passion project. This was something that you did recreationally. You became a brewer.
Yeah, home brewer. So started on a Mystery Beer homebrew kit. So if you're familiar with that, 2 gallons at a time, brewing with that. And then about a year into doing that, kind of went full geek and went all grain and just started reading books and listening to podcasts. I'd be mowing the lawn. I'd be working overnight shift as a 911 dispatcher, reading books in downtime. Just became obsessed with brewing beer as good as I could, basically.
Essentially, you became a student of the industry and then parlayed that into what became your full-time profession.
Yeah, so once we kind of made the move to Sioux City, became friends with some key people going to a homebrew club, sharing beer. That's where I met Rod Wellman, who's a huge member of Marteau and one of the owners of Marteau, and then met Jack Eric, one of our investors, and that kind of was a catalyst to what Marteau is today, basically. It's a long story, but eventually ended up where we are over years of getting things to fall in the right place, perseverance. So,
a shout out to Rod Wellman, who many people know for his many years in videography.
Yep.
He owned a business in the Siouxland community, and the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce relied on his experience and expertise in that realm for a lot of years, and now he's transitioned to be your co-owner and partner at the Marteau Brewing Company. And Jack Eric, an attorney in our Siouxland community. And so you found a couple of good ones.
Yeah, a couple of good ones there. And you know, there's a handful of others too that are all local guys that own businesses, CFOs of great organizations that believed in our vision and our product And yeah, owe him a lot of debt to that. So
you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest this morning is Mr. Eric Martin, the founder and owner of the Marto Brewing Company, located down on 4th Street, right across from the Marriott Courtyard Hotel and immediately adjacent to the Promenade Cinema Theaters, and also right next to the Roth Fountain. There's a lot going on down there in your backyard. And speaking of, what an awesome job you did with your patio. Congratulations. It's fantastic and perfect for summer.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere out there next to the fountain, being downtown Sioux City. Like you said, right across the street from the hotel. So it's a good environment. That's what I think about with Marto. And from the beginning, it's all about not just the beer, but it's an experience of beer, awesome food, thanks to Chef Nick and his team, the atmosphere that we have there with just the feel and the decor, and then also our awesome team of providing a great service. So it's, I always say, just like when we make beer, a lot of little things add up to a big thing. So
I'm a big fan, Eric. Been there with my family, been there with business associates. The lamb pops are outstanding. I have to recommend those to anyone listening. If you're going to Marto and you're not sure what to start with, let me recommend the lamb pops.
Yeah, they have a cult following for sure. So Chef Nick, we hired him from the Hard Rock. He was there for years, did a great job there. And I'm fortunate to have him on our team and kind of elevated our food to what it is. He's been there since day one. I had this conversation with our employees recently during a meeting. I'm like, I remember walking into this building, dirt floor at Marto. Here I am taking a stick, drawing an outline of where we're going to be. I kind of gave Chef Nick that vision of, I want these few things, wood-fired pizza. The rest is for you to work your magic. And he's definitely done that. And kind of bringing foodies together with craft beer fans, bring a unique open kitchen experience to Sioux City. So,
well, the food is excellent. The drink speaks for itself. And we're going to talk about that extensively a bit later in the program. But the pretzels are a big hit, too. You know, Yeah. You've kind of carved out a niche, if you will, where Marto is becoming known not only for the brewing, but the menu.
Yeah, we do joke often that Marto, known for their pretzel, their cake, this and that. Oh, yeah, and they make beer, too.
But right.
No, but yeah, it's all those things that make an experience, you know, from Carrie Graham, our pastry chef, doing amazing desserts, cheesecake, her awesome cakes, the, you know, chefs, all his stuff in the kitchen, and also bring people in for the beer and, you know, the other options we have, too. You know, kids love our 1919 root beer we have, all these little things that bring people in, so.
Well, it's a great overall dining experience, and we certainly want to help you promote all that you have to offer to our Siouxland community. That said, let's talk about Carrie Graham and your pastries, her pastries, as your pastry chef for a little bit. They have become somewhat iconic as well.
Yeah, she came on board, I think, 6 months or so after we opened, and yeah, she had a great following before she came to Marto, and I think us, you know, bringing her on board has been great for Marto. I'd say I probably get at least one text a week asking what the cake is of the week or what's going to be the next week so they can plan their stop at Marto. And we sell a lot of cake, I will say that.
So truth be told, I was in there. It's been a number of weeks leading up to Mother's Day, and I asked if I could buy the whole cake.
That happens, yes.
And they weren't sure. They weren't sure if they had enough because they knew the Mother's Day demand was going to be such. And so, yes, your pastry chef, Carrie, does an extraordinary job. And what a great way to finish a meal. Now, I will have to register one complaint with you. I've come down there several times with my family, and the line is crazy, which is, for you, a great problem to have.
It is, yeah. So it depends on day of the week, but yeah, Friday night, Saturday night, Saturday lunch, and Sunday brunch is very popular also. So that's, if you've only been to Marto for lunch or dinner, you have to stop in for brunch. It's a different experience, different menu, along with a regular menu, but yeah, it's good to be busy, but yeah.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland, where our guest today is Eric Martin, the founder and owner of the Marto Brewing Company. He has a number of investors that he credits with helping him shape his vision and finance a project that grew from his recreational interest in brewing beer at home. Today, Marto is on the precipice of celebrating a milestone anniversary, and in the second half of our program, Eric Martin's going to talk about that milestone and all of the beers, where they're available, how they're made, how they're named, how they're crafted, how they're distributed. But we'll get into all of that. Before we do so, Eric, I want to give you a quick opportunity to tell us about your folks and growing up in Ottawa and your own family.
Yeah, grew up in Ottawa and great experience down there. My mom worked for Pleasant View in Whiting, a nursing home down there for years as the director of nursing, a role my sister now has. So handed that down there. My father passed away when I was young from a reaction to a flu shot, actually. And I had a stepdad, Bob Skelton, Sioux City native. He was a manager at Smurfette Stone back in the day. He's also passed away within the last 8 years. So yeah, great upbringing, great community in Ottawa. Started working at Monona County Sheriff's Office when I was 18 years old and did that until we started Marto.
And you're a father.
I am, yep. So two awesome girls, Sophia and Lexi, 12 and 13 year old. They're best friends one day, just like all siblings. The next day they're...
They may not see eye to eye.
They're butt heads, you know, but now they're great sisters and great girls. Go to Sergeant Bluff down there in Ottawa. And my stepson, Logan, he just graduated from Sergeant Bluff recently. So, yeah.
Well, shout out to all of your family. And we'll be back with Eric Martin of the Marto Brewing Company after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Hope that you're enjoying this Saturday morning in Siouxland. Our guest on our program today is Eric Martin, who is the founder and owner of the Marto Brewing Company, has a number of investors and partners, including Rod Wellman and Jack Eric, father of a number of children and a native of Ottawa, Iowa. Eric began in the brewing industry as a recreational hobby, and it grew into his vocation, his profession, and his livelihood. Eric, we teased a little bit in the first half of the program that you have a milestone anniversary coming up. Tell me about what that is.
We do a big five-year anniversary. Opened in June of 2019, so 9 months before COVID hit and all that stuff went down. So,
and you have a big celebration planned.
Yep, big celebration is July 27th. We're going to do our five-year anniversary, have a lot of fun things planned. So in the brewing industry, we do a lot of collaborations. So we collaborate with different breweries or different organizations. We did three collaborations when we first opened Marto 5 years ago. And one was with the brewery out of Des Moines that closed down. And we're revisiting all three of those collaborations. So we'll have all three of those beers available. Check out our social media as it gets closer to that. And then we're going to do five bourbon barrel-aged stouts for a five-year anniversary. So a lot of fun beer, great food. We're going to have live music out on the patio. So, yeah, check out our social medias for that.
Well, and I must say, as we transition into talking about your five-year anniversary and specifically leaving the food menu, the pastry menu, and talk about what you're most famous for, and that's the crafting of original beers, I must tell you that my wife is a big fan of, is it a cherry beer? Is there such a thing? She had a real small sip of it that your staff brought and said, why don't you try this? And she's like, oh my gosh, this is great. Yeah, bring me a full one. And so it's nice to know those samples are available.
Yeah, so we're known for our flights. We do also like 4 or 5 ounce flights we can give you. to try different beers, all the way up to 16-ounce pours. But, yeah, I'm guessing she had one of our fruited sours. We use a lot of fruit, and we do a lot of sour beers, and which are basically highly fruited beers. So,
and they're very unique, but very popular.
Yeah, they are really popular. So that's the great thing about Marta. I think at any time we have 20 to 25 different beers on tap. Most of them are available in cans to go. And anything from something light like American Girl, Mardello, usually 3 to 5 IPAs on tap, 3 to 5 fruited sours on tap, all the way to the dark, you know, dark stouts and porters. So it's a whole option. There's definitely something there you'll find that is drinkable for you. So
I mean, there are so many options. And so I want to talk a little bit about the process. So for those who don't know, including me, how do you go about making a new beer? And how do you go about crafting a flavor for a new beer?
Yeah, so when you open Marta, we have a what's called a pilot system, one barrel, which is 31 gallons. Our brewing system that we brew on every day or when we brew is 310 gallons, so 10 barrels. So we thought we'd do some pilot batches, which we did when we first before we opened. But once we opened Marta, we just go for it every time. It's almost, we learn from all these different recipes we do. What this grain brings this flavor, this hop brings this flavor. So basically we're constructing these recipes in our mind and then making a beer out of it. So what I want to say is instead of doing these small test batches, we're confident enough to do the big ones that we do. So,
and they don't all work out, I assume. I mean, from time to time, there's got to be one that you go, well, we thought this would be great, but it just didn't work out the way we hoped.
There's never been I wouldn't say there's ever been a miss. It's just next time I brew it, we do small adjustments that honestly, even the biggest fans probably won't notice. It's almost us as brewers dialing in things to where we want it.
If people want to purchase your products, are they available at distribution points other than the Marto Brewing Company on 4th Street?
Yes. So in Iowa, we are a self-distribution state. So our license allows us to distribute beer ourselves to any other alcohol license. So so myself, JJ works in a brewery, or Rod, or we're the three guys that make all the beer and get the beer where it needs to go for the most part. We distribute beer all around Sioux City, all the Hy-Vees, Fairways. It's available there. Multiple locations on tap, Old Chicago, Diving Elk, a lot of places. And then all throughout Iowa, we distribute to Council Bluffs. A lot of beer goes to Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, Waterloo, Cedar Falls. So we're Fort Dodge and just recently added Okoboji this year. So we're pushing a lot of beer and getting it out there.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, where our guest today is Eric Martin, the founder and owner of the Marto Brewing Company. And Eric, you've won some awards too. I think people might be surprised to learn how successful you've been in a competitive environment.
Yeah, so our biggest award we ever received is a Great American Beer Festival gold medal for one of our fruited sours, actually, called Lavender Fields Forever. That was our probably biggest one, but we've won some other ones too for IPAs. Our Irish Red won that, and then recently, here about a month or two ago, we were featured in Craft Beer and Brewing Magazine's yearly IPA issue. They ranked one of our IPAs, Be the Reason, which is a collaboration with the Miracle League, actually a 98 out of 100, which is a really good rating. There's only four of the beers that were the same or higher than that in that national magazine, so it's like one of our friends said, we know you make good beer, but it's good to have that attention from the national scene that we're doing right here in Sioux City and had that product and experience here.
And that's great, and it's wonderful to see you collaborating with organizations like the Miracle Field, because they're so important to our Siouxland community and the difference that they make in the lives of some of our most challenged children and in some cases adults as well. But you also have partnered with the Sioux City Musketeers and other organizations throughout our Siouxland community.
Yeah, collaboration is huge. It's a great way to expose our product and brand to different people and vice versa with those other breweries or other organizations that, you know, need that exposure. We recently teamed up with the new Siouxland United soccer club that's started here in Sioux City. We have a Lawless Lager came out a month or so ago. The Musketeers, Golden Nail, that's a popular one for sure. Slider Shandy available out there at the Explorers Ball Field and around town. And like you said, the Miracle League of Sioux City, great fundraiser for those guys. So we enjoy doing it. It makes it fun. You know, I always say if we're making the same beer every day over and over again, I would get pretty bored. So we do make the same beer, you know, four or five beers all the time, but most of our beer is something new, or we rotate something new in. That's my passion. That's what I like to do, is experiment, do new stuff. So,
and Eric, as we come upon your 5-year anniversary and a celebration at the Marto Brewing Company, or the at Marto, as it's also known, July 27th. But you're also leading into that, going to start to do some tours. Is that correct?
Yeah, keep an eye out on social media or on our Facebook page, or shoot us a message. We're going to do a couple tours every month. Myself or Rod will guide those tours, get the whole experience with Marto, have a fun little package, pay X amount of money, get a drink, and the best part's the tour of watch the process of, or hear the process of going from grain, you see the grain, all the way to the finished product and what it all goes, what happens to that product all the way across the brewery. So
not only interesting, but actually quite educational.
Yeah, it's a mix of art and science is how I kind of explain brewing. So,
and we want to, of course, encourage people to come down. What kind of special menus planned for the summer? I know your wood-fired pizzas, your pastries, your lamb pops, and your pretzels. Anything else we should be aware of this summer?
We always have something featured every now and then, but just had a new menu rollout early June, so people enjoying that. Everything's going great with that. But yeah, chefs always working new stuff, just like we do in the brewery. Always a new beer, always some featured foods in the kitchen. But I just want to say I have an awesome team. We have 45 employees at Marto, a mix of part-time and full-time. It takes a lot of people to make a big thing happen like that. So I really appreciate the whole team we have.
Well, Eric, we appreciate your confidence in our Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We're thrilled that you're a fan of Grow Siouxland each Saturday morning. And we wish you continued success. It's wonderful to see someone have a vision, have a dream, act on it, and be as successful as you have been. So we wish you continued success and happy 5-year anniversary.
You bet. We'll see you guys soon. Cheers.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan, and on behalf of my guest this morning, Eric Martin, the founder and owner of the Marto Brewing Company, go out and make it a great weekend. We'll be back with more next Saturday morning.